Beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy this Monday morning, 29th of November, 71. We made this special effort to talk to Miss Daisy right after she got back from the long weekend with her sister in Plant City. Channel 1, right, beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy this Monday morning, 29th of November, 71. Channel 1, right, beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy this Monday morning, the 29th of November, 71.
Planted just four or five little packages of lettuce seed in a bed. And every one of them must have come up.
She in the stove this morning.
Yeah. And they must have, she said they were the nicest plants. So she put out 1,800.
Then put them out to grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a pretty big lettuce bed, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, there's right smaller seeds in them little packages.
And there used to be lettuce beds all around here.
Yes, ma'am. Lettuce bed and cabbage bed, pepper beds. It used to be all around.
I don't know whether there ever was any over here. You don't know that.
What?
Lettuce beds over here.
No, I don't know. I never was over here much. I come over here a time or two. Hoping to pick beans one time.
Yeah. You use a knife when you, how do you cut lettuce?
Yes, ma'am. They have knives. Cut lettuce, cut cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. You feeling better this morning?
never tell you. I had a bad weekend, Miss Daisy.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes. I had several things.
What was ailing, Miss Mark?
Yeah, he has to tell you.
Oh, the same old thing, just come on back again.
Yes. Your back.
Yeah.
And Arson having trouble with her back. She's in where she couldn't hardly get up and down.
Oh, really?
Because it's right in here, she said. Well, she didn't know why. She said she knew she hadn't hurt. I said, well, his side didn't hurt you.
Well, now, she stuck her head out the door last night when we went by. And she didn't look too perky then, did she?
He was home a little after four. Yesterday. They come early. They said they wanted to get back home. They didn't want to be night and they didn't want to be in that traffic.
That's
and
right.
I didn't either. So it just suited me to get home. And then they didn't have to drive so fast.
Yeah. I'd rather start a little early, please. Good.
Now, you said she was a good driver.
Yes. She carried me. Her and Benjamin carried me. And Elizabeth come after me. Her and Elizabeth come to bring me back.
Oh, did she?
got a porch full of plants and things.
Mm-hmm.
That you brought back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to set them up this evening. Put them in the ground. So I'll do some mess tomorrow.
Oh, you got stuff to put out?
Yes, just some flower plants.
Sure, sure, sure. What all you got? You get things down there, you can't get up here.
Well, I guess so. But she gets lots from up here. She gets lots of mine. But the weather's been so bad, they're not pretty. They don't look healthy. Her plants don't. I don't mind. Looking all right so far, so won't be surprised to wake up no morning, they'll all be dead.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It'll hit some morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate to see it hit. We've got such pretty grass out there now.
Ain't it, though? And you'll hate to look at it when the frost hit it and look like that.
Yeah. All the color of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miss Daisy's got violets. She got everything there.
Violets are right remarkable. They just bloom along, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Well, now you see, now is the time for them to bloom. Sooner. Then, again in the spring. But I have a few all of them. In the spring, in the fall, until the frost kills.
Mm-hmm. They don't get through the frost, do they?
No.
Unless they're out in the woods.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, you look like you got a little sleep down there.
Oh, I got plenty of sleep. We didn't have nowhere to go.
Uh-huh.
We went over to my nephew's house Thursday evening. We spent the night with them.
Oh.
And we come back home Friday. And we've been home ever since.
Yeah.
He come over there yesterday for our leave. Him and my sister Creasy's son. You see, she's dead, but they see Lucy coming like they did her. And they come in. They come to see her. So they come to see me twice while I was there.
Yeah.
They goes back and forward up the state. And they see no one up the state.
Oh.
These children go up landward.
Oh.
And as season goes down, they come back. Here and work. The good Lord of mercy, I think they have to keep away. Now, they live on the project, they call it down there. It's just a big company place. And they house what they live in costs them $83 a month. They have to pay $83 a month. So I asked them, I said, well, do you have to keep the rent up when you gone, when you ain't in the house? She said, yes, ma'am. So if you want to go back in it, you got to pay the rent every month, just like you was there. $83. And ain't nobody but her and her husband and his brother. I said, well, now, the company, I think they house a man to keep up the yard and check little things around her. But if you break anything around there, you got to fix it.
Yeah.
just like you got children to pick out a window light or break something. You got it to fix. Company won't fix it. Rightly, they don't rent them to folks got children. They know they ain't gonna take care of it. So they know they ain't gonna fix it.
Yeah.
And they don't know whether you gonna fix it or not. As I tell them, I don't blame folks from not renting their houses to folks got children. Cause the children, the parents, ain't got them under no guide, no control. They'll tear up anything. If you want to keep it, you better keep the children away from it.
Yeah. And if they don't tear it up, they just let it run down. They never fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, they're paying rent twice mm-hmm. when they go up the country.
That's right. That's right.
Telling you.
But they like it. I think it makes pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
And they was in a good humor and everything.
Mm-hmm. They got their own transportation too.
Yeah.
They go when they get ready and come when they please. Well, when they get ready to come home, they just pack up and come up. Whether the truck's coming or not, they see lots of them go on truck. Well, they have to pay for it. To tell me, the truck can, but they got a price on them. I said, well, that's fair. I said, they don't have no right to haul you for nothing. I said, if you want to go, well, you expect to pay. Rather going to work for him long as he got work to do, and when his work runs short, he go somewhere else. I said, that's what you have to pay. Because I don't like seasons. I want to make my season where I am. I've been living with it there. So I don't like it.
You had enough of that season business.
I ain't ever been on a season in my life.
But some of your family has.
Oh, yes. Some of my family has. Now, my sister, when her and her husband was together, they went every year up there. Well, my sister, what died, what was next to me, she went up there 2-3 times.
Yeah.
But they ain't never been. I never expected. Ben hadn't went so much and so long, maybe he'd have been living now.
That's a hard life.
That's right. Got Ben, don't have to take care of himself. Well, then he learned the way to folk mob. He won't go nowhere else.
Yeah.
As I told him once, saying something about folk miles. I said, you'd rather be in folk miles than to be in heaven, hadn't you? I said, you never say nothing about heaven, but it's always folk miles. What I want to say that? Oh! I didn't say it no more.
But now, your niece now and all of them down there that's on going on season now, they're not like that. They can just go whenever they get ready
uh-huh.
and come back. They don't stay down there.
They don't
there.
Stay out there. They go, and when the season is down, they come home.
Yeah.
Well, they work around home. Now, this girl's husband, he pick on him and his brother. They pick oranges. Well, sometimes, you know, when the crops grows up and getting ready to ship and everything, I see they won't go back up there till July, she told me. I asked, I said, well, when do y'all go? She said, we go by July. Well, to come home November, first of December.
Yeah.
So they'd be here.
But do they go very far away?
They go up there, New York, New Jersey, and some other place.
Oh, way up there?
Yeah. Some other places they go. And I see if they go to New Jersey and it ain't like they wanted to be, well, then they're going on somewhere there.
And they like it.
Oh, they love it, I think.
They talk like they like it.
They haven't missed the season. Yes.
Well, Miss Daisy, they have come along at the time where a fella can do that and make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, when Ben and your sister was doing it, it wasn't so easy.
That's right.
It was a little rougher sort of way to get along.
Well, this man and his wife, they don't have no children.
Yeah.
It's just her and him. Well, I say it's all right if they like it like that. They don't have no responsibility for care, but just themselves. Them two, they don't have to look after and watch for no children. They get up in the morning, get the breakfast, and they go on the field. And both of them just as smart as they need to be.
Well, are they?
Yes, sir. Him and his wife, he's just as smart. He's just his brother, too. He's smart.
Well, now, you don't see much of them.
Them three? No, sir. Now, if I go down there in the summertime, I don't see them at all.
Yeah.
Of course, they're gone. But if I go this time of year, I'll see them.
They'll come over and see you.
It's as soon as they know I'm there, well, then they'll come.
Yeah.
Come over here to see. You see, when I go there, my sister, she just go right across the street and call them and tell them I'm here. Well, it won't be long before they'll be there.
Now, they don't come up here very much.
Not often. They don't come up here very often. I see most time when they come, they just spend the day and go back. They don't come and stay no 2 or 3 days or 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
They come and spend the day.
Well, now, they are far enough away that they don't get to actually know your family or associate with your family.
Who that?
They down there, and you see Dorothy and them up here. They don't see much of each other.
No, sir.
Well, that's...
That's
nice.
I seldom visit Miss Long Crunch here.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they're a little closer together where they could see each other, that'd be nice.
Well, it's not so far down there. It don't take so long. Drive down there. All of them got the cars.
Yeah.
Huh? All of them got their own transportation.
And you went over and spent the night with these people?
With my nephew.
Nephew?
Yeah.
Nephew.
Oh, I see.
He's got 7 children and 11 grandchildren. My nephews. That's Lucy's folk.
And he don't stay out of jail all the time.
No, he don't stay out of jail all the time. He out now.
Yeah.
Oh, how long is he gonna be out? He ain't got no car. No.
Oh, they won't let him drive it.
He ain't got nothing. Last time, he had a wreck. He had almost a brand new car. He tore it all to pieces.
Goodness.
So, he told me Saturday evening, he was thinking about getting him another car. He said, "And these I can get me one if I want it. But I ain't been wanting that." He said, "And I still don't want any kind. If I can't get the kind I want, I don't want that at all." I said, "Well, suit yourself." I said, "You keep looking. Maybe you'll find what you want." He did it. But I hope he don't get none of it. Just hope he won't.
He'd do better if he don't have
none. He'd do better if he didn't have none. And he's just as fat as he could be. Just as fat as he could be. Lively as a pig. Now all his boys, they got cars. Well, some of them are can where he want to go.
Sure.
Some of them let him have their car to go where he want to go.
Yeah.
But if he got one, he don't get his car. He'll take him where he want to go, but he won't let him take his car and go.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, he got good sense." I said, "He know what he'll do with it." I said, "He have eyes." So sometimes he won't let him take him.
Oh.
He's man enough to drive. He's there. And they know it going. Oh, they know he man enough to drive it. But they don't know what he gonna drive it into.
And his children live around close to him?
They live. Some of them live about a mile and a half from him, I think, close town.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them is way out in the country. I don't know how far they get from him. But you see, his children is just scattered. Now, his two of them live over on the side where my sister lives. Well, that's a long ways from him.
Now, you
got one, his baby. I think she's in Tennessee going to school. She's 16 or 18 years old.
Is that when you're down there, now, do you all knock around and see the sights?
Me? No, sir, we don't go far.
You just stay around the house.
Stay around the house.
You done seen the sights? No use?
No, I don't see no sights. I can't walk uptown. And my sister ain't got nothing to ride in. And the children's mostly got somewhere else to go. So that keeps us at home. But I like it. I like that.
Yeah.
I would like to go and trees, things, see the town, see the things, but if they ain't got time, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like to ride with everybody now.
Yeah. I tell you what, these children, they are so busy, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
It's hard. They just don't have much time for you.
They don't have much time to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to bother. They come to see me and talk with me a little while, and they get ready to go ahead.
Yeah. And just a little talk does them.
That's right. Just a little bit of mine. Talk, it do them. It don't take much of it. Sometimes they'd come, they didn't even sit down. They just stand up and walk around and talk a little bit. Well, I'm going, I'll be back. Some of them ain't got that yet. When they get back, I'll be back home.
You gotta catch them young now, these days, before you ever see much of them. Now, your sister, she didn't work all the time you was there.
No, she don't work out at all. She take in a little washing and ironing back to her house. And she takes care of some of Robert's girls, children. He should take care of two. One of the boys and one of the girls. She take care of two or three of them children. She says she take care of them until they get on her nerves. And then she tell them, say, you've got to take the children. I can't even worry with them no more. So they never brought her. None of them never brought them there while I was there.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Now, one of them, she take care of, that was Robert's son's wife. So she lost her mother, and they buried her yesterday, I think. Oh, I guess she haven't been there. She ain't brought up yet. So I just ain't getting ready for the funeral or something. But she didn't come.
Miss Daisy, now your sister, she never lived the sort of life you led here. She didn't have a tree to live under.
Didn't have what?
She didn't have that big tree to live under.
No.
She never had a goose to come over and...
No.
Well, she hadn't got much to talk about.
Mm-mm. She don't have much to talk about. They say she don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
She stay there with them children, and when the folks bring the clothes, she stay there and take care of the clothes. She got her washing machine in the house, everything. She don't have a dryer, but she had a washing machine. She wash them, put them out, and so.
Yeah,
she let them stay out there till she get ready to take them in. She bring them in, fold them, and lay them over there somewhere. Now, you don't know when she go on. She had ironed the bunk when I went there. The lady hadn't come and got it when I left. It's still hanging up there, and some in the basket. She brought them.
Well, they got plenty of clothes. They no care how long she keeps them.
Yeah. I told Lucy, I said, well, she got a plenty of clothes. She don't need. They say, but I ain't got a plenty of money. Say, I need it. Mm-hmm. I said, well, one thing about money, it don't spoil. It stay good.
good when you get it.
That's right.
And she'll get it because she got the clothes.
Oh, yes. Really. She knows that. She knows she's going to get it.
Well, now, these people she watches for, now she don't know them.
Who? Tell my sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's been knowing them for years. Now, these people she watches for, my sister was dead, what lived there. She used to watch for the older head. And these Lucy's watching was children.
Oh.
But they's grown now. And they know Lucy all the time. So that's why they got her to watch from. They ain't none of them strange.
No.
They've been knowing them for years.
Yeah. Well, she has to sort of keep up with them.
Who? Lucy?
Uh-huh.
Sort of keep up with who? That Sam?
Yeah.
She knows. Yeah. They come and visit Lucy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tall. Sometime. Now and then, once in a while, they'll get Lucy to go out to the home.
Oh, well,
to play. Well, my sister was dead. She used to go out there and clean up for them. She'd go out there and stay all day. They come, pick her up, and she'd go out there and clean up the house. And come like
that. Well, now that's the way. And then while she's over there all day, she picks up a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
About what's
yes,
going on.
Yes, sir. Anything they have. Anything they had. They advise with her.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about, that she knows what all goes on over there. And that's right nice.
That's right.
Yeah, if I stay here.
I think it's nice.
If I stayed here at home all the time, that's all I know about. But see, that'd be nice, Faye.
Yeah.
If you could go over there and work all day in Miss Lois's place, like
Rita,
you see, you got a whole. It's like going fishing in a way,
isn't
it?
That's right.
That's right. You don't have to put up with all your old stuff all the time.
See something new.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A change.
That's right.
And that's where the other folks have got the responsibility. You don't have to fix it if it goes bad. Yeah, I think that'd be nice. Now, you've done that goodbye, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
You all left Wednesday?
Wednesday. Stayed till Sunday.
Golly, that's a nice visit.
Nice. See, she has lots of neighbors right around her there. So they'd come over and visit with me and her.
Oh.
So.
Well, now, after all that, Miss Daisy, yeah, that's more like it now. You, yes.
Mm-hmm.
After all that, this little old neighborhood, it ain't going to be. It seem like much.
Yeah, but this is my neighborhood.
Ain't much happening here.
I just exist in that neighborhood. But I stay in this neighborhood.
But more going on down there.
Well, yeah, more going on down there. You see, they in town and me in the country.
And all these people, it's all falling apart, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't keep it together. We do well to keep ourselves together.
We don't even see Burnett, do we?
No, I ain't seen Burnett. And I ain't seen Burnett. And I don't know him.
Yeah. And that lady Comes out this way some of the time now.
I guess so.
And see, even J.R. don't come over here much.
No, I don't know when I have seen him.
So the neighborhood has sort of changed.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Miss Bessie won't let the goose out now much.
No.
He stays at home.
She keeps him home.
He gets out in the road so bad.
Yeah, well, he's got to where he do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
He get out in the road and fight cars.
Yeah.
So instead of him moving, he stopped the car out there. So I told him, I said, he's been a man. I said, but he think he's too much man now.
Yeah.
I said, he practices running up into them cars and making them stop. I said, somebody's going to come along one day and he ain't going to stop.
That's right.
I said, he ain't going to live no longer.
Burnett wouldn't stop.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, Burnett wouldn't stop. He'd be going too fast.
Well, you see, that's the way it is. With lots of them coming along, they're going too fast to stop.
Yeah. Well, now, Mr. Daisy, ain't nothing like this goes on down at your sister's.
No, they ain't got none around there. They may have some way out there somewhere, but there ain't no chicken, goose, nothing.
And Burnett? Nobody like Burnett driving by? Or J.R. coming up? Ain't nobody like that.
No.
Well, it looks
I ain't seen nobody like that. Down there.
Looks like it'd be sort of dull down there.
No, it's largely nothing. You see, other folks come there. Folks come along the streets and stop a while and talk. Well, there ain't nothing like Burnett in jail.
They don't say nothing you're interested in.
No. Burnett don't have time to talk.
But there are people down there. They talk, but they don't say nothing that you want to hear.
Well, some of them do. And some of them don't.
Some of them do.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was a man over there, Fried. Well, I used to, when I'd go down there, his wife, she would visit me a lot. She'd come over to my sister's to see me. But he lost his wife last year, I believe. His wife died. So he's a widow. So he heard I was there. He come over there Friday. Talked a long time. He said, he's a janitor at the schoolhouse out in the country. But he farms on his own place. Now his home house is there in Plant City, just across the street from my sister. But his trailer is out in the country where he farms at. He got cows, hogs, pigeons, chickens, all kind of stuff like that. I think he said he sold 4 cars Thursday. I think he said he had a steer. He said, about like that. Maybe. But anyway, he sold it for $250. He had 2 more cows he sold for $100. He dressed him a hog. He says his head was cut off. The hog weighed over 100 pounds. But now I don't know what he got for the hog. He didn't say. But he said he said him, the hog, to the market.
Oh.
Well, now I like to hear talk like that.
Yeah.
That's why. You see, he's because he lost his wife. He ain't intend to lose what they have. Well, now, he don't lie with a few folks in his house. His house is right across the room. Well, now, he pay my sister $3 a week to go there and clean up that house. She got a key, and he got a key. And she go down, clean the house up, good, everything. She come out and lock the door. That's all the business she got there. That's all he need her for, clean up his house. So I think he's doing, I just really think he's doing nice. But I said, as I told my sister, I said, well, the way I see it, he have a good reason for living like that. I said, he just let in and everybody go into his house. I said, Rex, he won't have nothing. He can't trust nobody.
Yeah.
They didn't have no children. Him and his wife didn't have children.
Well, now, that's nice. You didn't go out to his place?
Not out to his farm. No, sir, I didn't go out there.
Well, that'd be nice to go out there, wouldn't it?
It would. If I had somebody to take me out there, I'd love to go out there.
Well, now, that's the only one you run across that was had much to talk about.
That's right. He could talk. He can talk for you. Some of it you know what he's talking about, some of it you don't.
And he can tell you what's been happening.
No. Well, rightly, he don't know much about what's happening, because it takes him the most of his time to see out his thing.
Sure.
His place and what's in his stock. And then you see, since his wife died and her brother went back to Mississippi, he don't have no hair. So he got to do it all himself.
Yeah. But whenever he sees you, he got time to stop.
Yeah. Spend a few hours, maybe, with me.
What does he do? Come over and sit on your sister's porch?
Yeah. Come over and sit on the porch.
He probably knows you're interested in his farm things, too.
That's right. That's right.
But now, his animal's not interesting like yours was.
Like the duck?
Yes, and like his animals you used to raise down there.
Well, see, I had mine. What few I had, they were right down edge of my yard.
Yeah.
But you see, he got a place out in the country to raise here.
Yeah.
He go out there and feed them, see that they got water.
Yeah.
You see? Then he go to his yard. He go to school out.
Oh, he works too?
Yes, he works.
Oh, he just farms on the side?
On the side. He works at the schoolhouse. He's a janitor at the schoolhouse. I told my sister, I said, he can live in nobody but himself.
Yeah.
And he works on his farm and then go to the schoolhouse. Now, sometimes, Lucy said, when school's out, sometimes he come by the house. Sometimes he don't. She said, sometimes it be 10, 11, 11:30. Clock and he get to his house.
Oh.
He go out there and he got lights out there where he can see how to feed, put in the water, and do whatever is to be done out there.
Yeah.
And then he come home.
Well, that's more like it, yeah. Well, He well to do, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yes. He's smart, and his wife was smart.
He could pay the preacher if he was a mind to, couldn't he?
That's right.
He wouldn't have to give him 10 cents on the platter. Mm-hmm. He could put something on there, couldn't he?
He could. I think he does pretty good about taking care of preachers.
Yeah.
I think he does pretty good about his church.
But he's the only one there that seems to talk about, have much to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I know him a long time. Them others there, what I know, they died, moved away from there, so just left him one there to talk to. Just one man, just several women around there that comes over and visit a while.
But they haven't got anything much to talk about.
No, they ain't got nothing to talk about. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing to talk about.
They talk, but they haven't got nothing.
Yes, that's right.
They're chilling?
No.
They talk about their children or something?
Talk about the children. Talk about what they had to do yesterday on the job and what they're planning on doing, sitting such a day and things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing to it.
Mm-mm. Nothing to that.
Take home. Miss Betsy come over here yesterday. When was it, Faye?
Saturday.
Yesterday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
So she did?
Walked all the way over here.
Miss Betsy?
Mm-hmm. She wanted to go to the market, get some meat down at Bill's, and she just come over here and going right back, but we sat there, she sat there and talked right to my mouth. Hmm. And I teased her a little bit. I said, Betsy, that old ramshackle house you got, some of the people around here, you're gonna have to speak to them, call them mister. They're gonna have these nice houses. She said she wasn't going to call anybody mister. never had. Old George Mitchell, you know.
No, sir, she wasn't. They really working on that house.
Sure is. Like it takes so much time.
Did you ever see anything that would take such a long time?
Gracious.
They must be doing something real interesting in the inside. Yes.
Yes, I told them. Some of them must have been, my baby, taking them a time on that house. I said, by the time they get through with it, there won't be nothing left but an edge of the 10,000.
That's right.
No, I said there won't be nothing left but an edge of the 10,000. It's not all that big.
No.
And sometimes I've been along there and I see 4 or 5 men working out there.
I think Mary Daisy's glad to get home.
I bet she is.
What she said?
Glad to get home.
Oh, I was. Always glad to get home. I enjoy it. Now, they promised to come at Sunday. Well, I was happy. So they come. Oh, they was there. I guess about 11.
Oh, really?
About 11 o'clock. So I was happy to tell them that one out. They hadn't come Sunday. I'd have been aggravated. Because I was ready to come home. They said it's going to bring come get me Sunday. Well, I'm looking for them. They kind of knows me.
Miss Daisy, that, you know, from what you say, more going on up here than there is down there.
Well, I don't know what's going on down there. I ain't seen nothing going on, because you see, I wasn't where it was going on. Where I was, there's nothing to go on.
But you see, when you're here, you see a lot of things going on.
Yes, right. Anyway, I like to be here. 2-3 days is long enough for me to stay away from home. They say, oh, you ain't got nothing to do. I say, you don't know that. Say, I've seen one living anywhere and didn't have nothing to do.
I tell you, it's been pretty quiet down there with nobody living.
That's
there.
What Miss Myers said. Well, I didn't know I was that fussy.
Yes,
it's so lonesome around here. I think that's why Miss Bessie came up here.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Look over there and didn't see you.
You see, if you're not there, Dorothy's not there much of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And them people down there in Liza's old house, she don't
ever don't hardly see them.
See them.
They home, they was home a while ago. I see the car there in the yard, but I ain't seen no one.
Guys?
Uh-huh.
You know, the day Miss Daisy left, I stepped in there a minute, and I saw, I'll bet you there was some good food that she took down to Plant City, was there?
Oh, yeah. Me and daughters, we cooked our dinner.
Oh.
Me and my sister's dinner, and carried it with us, our Thanksgiving dinner.
You did?
So we carried it with us. Then she put some of it in the icebox, some of it didn't have to go. Well, you see, Thursday morning, she just got up and warmed it, and we eat.
Yeah.
Now, that's the way to go visiting, guys.
Yes, sir.
Doris had lots of chicken wings, so she cooked them wings and made some dressing like you're going to fix a turkey.
Yeah.
And put it on them wings. Put them wings in there. I had my turnip greens you give me.
Yes.
So I cooked my greens and some meat, I think, or something. And I carried my greens with me. So we eat up the last of them yesterday dinner.
How about that?
So I brought my bowl back.
Well, now that Doris, she thinks of a lot of things, don't she?
Yes. Now she cooked a roaster full of chicken wings and dressed. And that was good. So we eat some of that yesterday dinner, but we left enough there for my sister to live on a while.
Uh-huh. Now, what kind of pie did you take?
Potato pie.
How about that?
And that's about as good a Thanksgiving dinner as you could get, guys.
Oh, yeah?
It really was. And I know your sister was pleased.
Oh, she was so pleased, you know. She would tell everybody to come in. You know, some of them didn't know me. Yeah, that's my sister. She said, they come. They say, yeah. She said, yeah. She said, they come. Her daughter brought them. and they cook the dinner at home for us tomorrow. And we don't have to cook. We got plenty to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, they thought that was so nice. It was nice, more than anyway. It was nice to buy it, nice to cook it, nice to haul it away from home.
How about that? That is nice. Well, and then on the side, Doris can leave enough there at home for her family.
That's right.
She's got a lot of things in her mind, hasn't she?
Who?
Doris.
I don't know.
She can get a lot of things done.
Now, she can do that.
Yeah.
She can get lots of things done.
But she don't talk much.
Mm-mm.
You don't learn much from Doris.
Mm-mm. Now and then, she talks a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Daisy, who in your family talks a good bit?
I reckon I talk more than the rest of them.
Samuel doesn't talk, and Carolyn doesn't talk much.
They don't talk enough to tell you what the weather is.
Benjamin, I bet, does.
Benjamin, he is good talker. He talks.
Yeah. So you know.
Benjamin talk all the time.
I didn't know he was here.
You did?
Uh-uh.
Till he was at home?
Uh-huh.
I didn't either.
They stayed just about a week. But they wasn't down here. He was up to Kirkwood with his sister.
Oh.
Mostly. He was just running down here a little while. Some evenings and some mornings, but he wasn't here long.
See?
Yeah.
This ain't the headquarters anymore down here. The headquarters over at Kirkwood.
It must be.
It sure must be. That's why we don't see him.
That's right. That's why we don't see him.
Yeah. That's the reason the boy wants to stay over there.
David.
Hmm? Who?
That's the reason David wants to stay over there.
Uh-huh. And he stays, too.
Yeah. Well, something happening over there, you see. And over here, you got is Samuel's little old noisy motor scooter.
Well, he ain't got that up there. He ain't got nothing up there but his bicycle.
Yeah. That's all we got down here, that old motor scooter. Let him. He ought to take that out there, oughtn't he?
Yeah.
Tell Sammy to give it to David.
I like it better.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is now. I don't see it, and I don't see the car.
Maybe.
One of them in the shop.
Yeah. And this fellow up here, Arthur, he ain't here for his dogs to run over you, under your house.
But the dogs, they can.
But they don't run under your house.
They do when they get ready.
Oh, do they?
Why, Miss Daisy?
Torn off his dog.
Yeah.
It don't matter to them about he not being here. Sure they go under there.
Yeah.
You need a pop gun.
I look at the dogs and think. I feel kind of bad for him. Arthur had no business with them dogs. I don't think he ought to take nothing and mistreat it. Especially no kind of animal.
No.
Who does nothing. Because they can't get nothing but what you give them.
That's the end of Channel 1 Ride and continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Monday morning, 29th November, 71. A visit right after the long Thanksgiving weekend with a sister in Plant City. Channel 1, end of Channel 1 right, and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Monday morning, the 29th of November, 71. Channel, end of Channel 1 right, and continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Monday morning, 29th of November, 71.